الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر
إن الحمد لله تعالى نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we thank him. And we bear witness that there is no deity except him, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger. May Allah, peace and prayers be shed upon him, his companions, his household, and those who follow him to the day of judgment. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has many names. The ones we know are 99 names, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam educated us. The name that we believe in the most, and almost even the kuffar believe in that particular name, is the name Al-Khaliq, the Creator. Why? Because it doesn't take a genius to figure it out that if there is a good car, there is a good engineer. If there is a bad car, there is a bad engineer. If there is no car, there is no engineer. It doesn't take a genius to figure out that this universe has to have a maker. So this name, even the kuffar, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, when they are asked who created heavens and earth, they say Allah. So this name is the name that is most believed in, which is the name the Creator. The two names that are the least, that we have the least belief in, or the least belief in, are the Ar-Razzaq and Al-Hakim. The least is Al-Razzaq. This is the name that we believe in the least. And the reason is that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Allah as well, they had to swear to confirm this name. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Dhariyat, he said, وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُعَدُونَ فَوَرَبِّي السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ إِنَّهُ لَحَقٌّ مِثْلَ مَا أَنَّكُمْ تَنْطِقُونَ. Your shares of this life has been pre-assigned in heaven. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sweared and he said, I swear by the Lord of heavens and earth that this is as true as you talk. Nobody can deny that we are talking. It's a truth that nobody can deny it, that we are talking people. So the same level of truth is the truth that our our shares of life have been pre-assigned in heaven even before the creation of heavens and earth. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to swear as well when he said, Wallahi ma naqasa malun min sadaqah, that I swear by Allah that the charity does not decrease the wealth. Both Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the prophets don't lie. They don't say false things. So why are they swearing? They are swearing to shake this denying human mind that denies the issue of the sustenance. The Bedouin guy, when he heard the verse, فَوَرَبِّ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ إِنَّهُ لَحَقٌ مِثْلَ مَا أَنْتُمْ تَنْطِقُونَ, Allah is saying, I swear by the Lord of heavens and earth, this truth that your shares has been pre-assigned is as true as the fact that you are talking. The Arabian man's face turned red and he said, مَنْ ذَلَّذِي أَغْضَبَ الْحَلِيمَ حَتَّى يُقْسِمْ, who are the one who made Al-Halim, the most patient, the most hard to aggravate, the most hard to intimidate and make angry, Al-Halim, the most tolerant, who made him so angry to the level that he is swearing by his glory and his greatness. Now, the second name from that we don't believe into the most, which is name Al-Hakim, the most wise. We always question the wisdom of Allah. And indeed, this is not the right attitude. The right attitude, if we don't understand the wisdom of Allah, is to wonder about the wisdom of Allah, not to question the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The wisdom of Allah is infinite. Allah is infinite in His wisdom. So what we mean by infinite is that if we try to come up with the wisdom of something, then we say wisdom number one, wisdom number two, and wisdom number three, wisdom number four, and we keep counting wisdoms, but we have to stop at a certain number. You might reach wisdom number 50 and then you run out of wisdom to say. You might say wisdom number, you know, at one point or another you have to stop counting the wisdom. And that's a countable number of wisdom. This is not an infinite wisdom. The wisdom of Allah is infinite, meaning if you try to count wisdom 1, wisdom 2, wisdom 3, you will keep going to infinity. And you will still find wisdoms that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made a decision or have created something because of these wisdoms. Wisdoms can go all the way to the microbiology level, where this cell has this chemical, and because the other cell has another chemical, then the wisdom comes from there. Or to the precellular level, or whatever. But you will keep going, going, and going in wisdoms nonstop, because the wisdom of Allah is infinite. So we are limited in understanding the wisdom of Allah. So we should be following the examples of the angels. When they were not able to understand the wisdom of Allah, they wondered about the wisdom of Allah in a way that fits His glory and greatness, subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 30, which is Surah number 2, verse 30, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He announces to the angels that He is creating a human being on earth, the angels said right away, Ya Allah, do you create on earth? That Allah said, I'm creating a representation on earth. The angels understood what the representations, what would be this representation. They understood that it is going to be a human being, a creation that has a free will under the influence of temptations and lower desires. They understood it right away. Why? Because they have seen the example before humans, which is the example of the jinn. The jinn have been created the same way that they had free will to choose between what's right and what's wrong, and they were under the influence of temptation and free will, and they have done so horrible that every single jinn on earth turned out to be an evil jinn. The strong jinn will gobble the weak jinn. I'm not saying would eat his property, would eat his rights. No, he would eat the whole entire jinn. Right like that, would gobble the weak jinn. And they have gone so wicked that Allah sent an army of angels to fight them and to chase them and trap them into the vacant areas of the oceans, according to the book of Nakathir, the beginning of the creation. So they have seen before the example of jinn They have seen it very well. And they know what does it mean that I am creating a representation on earth. They immediately figured it out. So they questioned from their experience of what happened to jinn, and they had to fight with the jinn, and it was a big struggle. They asked, they wondered, Ya Allah, you are creating on the earth someone that would shed blood and spread corruption. You know, that doesn't take a genius to figure it out. A human being under the influence of temptation and lower desires will shed blood and will spread corruption. So Allah subhanahu, so they asked him, and then they said, Ya Allah, we are fulfilling the purpose of creation. The purpose of creation is that we get is for the creation to know of, to get closer to Allah, and by getting closer to Allah, this creation becomes happier and happier, because when you get, the closer you get to Allah, the closer you get to Allah, the more happiness and fulfillment you feel, and the more happiness in this life and the hereafter, the more you lift yourself towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this happens by recognizing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and by cleaning up yourself to rise, which is in Surah Al-Shams, is called Zakkaha, Al-Tazkiyah, which you clean the dirt to go up. When you clean yourself, you go up towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for the angels, it's not Tazkiyah, it's Taqdis. For Taqdis means purification. They purify themselves more and more to get closer and closer to Allah. For Allah is Al-Quddus, which is the absolute purity, the purity in itself. It's Allah, and the more pure you get, the closer you get to Allah. So they, وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكْ, we are getting closer to you by engaging in that process of taqdis, purifications, continuously. And this is how they understood the purpose of creation, because that was the purpose of creation of someone who has a free will, because that person has to clean up the dark side in his or her heart, clean that dark side, resist temptations and lower desires, and rise up towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the tazkiyah. Until they reach to the level of perfection, like the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has described. So they wondered about the wisdom of Allah. So Allah answered, I know things that you don't know. And this also could mean that wait and you will see. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has indicated us in the Hadith al-Qudsi, we can see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing the angels right now by being proud of the people who purify themselves, or by the people who clean up themselves to get closer to Him. The people who elevate themselves above temptations, evil temptations, and lower desires, and rise up towards Allah. Allah is so proud of them, and He shows them to the angels, and He brings the angels, and then the angels who come down from earth, who witnessed the slaves of Allah, the humans, sitting, learning about Allah, or getting closer to Allah, seeking closeness to Allah by reading Quran, or by learning about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they leave behind all these attractions and entertainments of life and personal business. And they elevate themselves above their lower desires and their temptations. Those, Allah, the angels witness that. And then when they go to heaven, Allah asks them. Now, when Allah is asking, it's not for Allah to learn the answer, for Allah knows the answer. When Allah is asking, Allah is asking for others to learn the answer. So Allah is asking so that the other angels can hear the answers and learn the answers. And Allah is asking also so that we, when we hear the hadith, we learn the answer. So Allah says to the angels, how did you find my slaves? They tell him, Ya Allah, we are worshipping you, seeking closeness to you, glorifying you. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks, did they see me? The angels say, no, they haven't seen you, Allah. What if they have seen me? Then they say, they will work harder and harder and harder to get closer and closer to you, Ya Allah. Then Allah says, what kind of hopes they have? What is the hope that they have? So angels answered, they hope to go to Jannah, Ya Allah. Have they seen Jannah? No, they haven't seen Jannah. What if they have seen Jannah? Then they will work harder and harder to seek Jannah. What are they afraid of? They are afraid of hellfire. Have they seen hellfire? No, they haven't seen hellfire. What if they have seen hellfire? Then they will work harder and harder and harder to run away from the hellfire. So those are the ones who, even though Allah is not physically visible to them, He is visible in their hearts. And they can see Allah with their brains. By the way, you don't see Allah with your eyes, you see Allah with your brain. Allah created the brain, able to see Him. They're very simple. You think about it, it doesn't take a genius to see Allah with his own brain, just from the example of the creation. So we can see that as part of the wisdom of the creation. Also, we can see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has expressed some of this wisdom, this exact wisdom, in a different way in the hadith of Prophet Musa alayhi salam, when he went to a Tur mountain. And in a Tur mountain, Musa alayhi salam said, Ya Allah, tell me about the people who have the lowest rank of the Jannah. The people who go to the lowest rank of the Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the lowest rank in the Jannah, Ya Rabbi dullani ala adna ahli jannati manzila. So Ya Allah, Prophet Musa used to go to the mountain and talk to Allah and have a conversation, dialogue with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one time one of the talks that he was having with Allah was, Ya Allah, dullani ala adna ahli jannati manzila. Tell me, who is the one who is going to get the lowest rank of Jannah? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya Musa, ذَلِكَ آخِرُ رَجُلٍ يَخْرُجُ مِنَ النَّارِ. This is the last one who gets out of hellfire. So he looks around and he sees the fire and he sees himself being separated from fire. He says, Alhamdulillah, that saved me from you. And then he goes to Jannah. So he looks inside Jannah. He thinks that the Jannah is full. So he says, Allah tells him, go to enter the Jannah. So he says, Ya Allah, there is no room for me. Everybody took his property in Jannah, and there is no room for me. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, no, this is your property in Jannah. Enter Jannah, and you will have as much as this life, and as much, 10 times as much, and you get in Jannah what you desire by your heart, what you desire you get, what you wish for you get, and you will have an everlasting life in this Jannah. Then Musa alayhi salam said, wow, this is the lowest level, then what is the highest level? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the thing that we are after, by quoting this hadith, we are after what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to say. He said, so Musa alayhi salam, he said, what are the people who get the highest floor in Jannah, the highest level of Jannah? Allah answered, Ya Musa, ulaika alladhina arat. Ya Musa, those are the ones that I wanted to get out of this whole creation. Those are the ones that I've created this universe for themselves to distinguish themselves, for themselves to qualify, for them to qualify themselves, to get to the highest floor in Jannah. Those, I have created this whole life, and this whole setup, and my enemies, and I give my enemies the powers and the freedom. I've created the shaitan, I've created the temptations, I've created the lower desires, I created all of that so that those people can show themselves and demonstrate themselves. Those are the people, Allah says, they get the Jannah is built by me. زَرَعْتُ كَرَامَتَهُمْ بِيَدِي. That I have built their Jannah by my own hands. I am the builder of their Jannah. I am the farmer of their Jannah. Which could also, you understand from that the other parts, floors of Jannah are maybe planted by other than Allah, which maybe the angels are supposed to. Maybe some other way. But this particular floor of Jannah for those people, Allah is the one who made it by himself for those people to show everybody the meaning of the name Shakur. The name Shakur, we can't recognize the name Shakur right now. Why? Because what we get from Allah in this life is not the reward. It is an encouragement. Encouragement only. Allah is giving you an encouragement. Just an encouragement.
For the good guys, Allah is giving him a little bit of encouragement in this life. But there's no reward in this life. The reward in the hereafter. And the bad guys, Allah is not giving them punishment in this life. Allah is just deterring them. Deterring them. Giving them a little bit of deterrent. Deterring them from going further and further. Just a little bit. But the real punishment in the hereafter. So you can't see the name of Allah Shakur right now. You can't see it. You can't recognize it. Actually, some people say there's no good deed that goes unpunished. You do a good deed, you get punished for it. So where is the name Shakur? But when you see those people, and when you see what Allah has prepared for them, they will see clearly and recognize clearly the name of Allah Shakur, which is the nature of Allah. He is Shakur. He is not trying to be Shakur. That's who he is. He is Shakur. He is the most thankful to the people, to the righteous people. He's the most thankful to the ones who do good deeds. That's who he is. And you will see that demonstration at the highest level when you see what Allah has prepared for them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, no eye have seen what I have prepared for them. No ear has heard what I've prepared for them. And no mind would ever imagine what I have prepared for them. So you can imagine, when you see that, you would know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Shakur, the most thankful one. And he, those are the ones intended. So you can imagine that this, these galaxies, this universe, these nations, New York, Egypt, Syria, Pakistan, Karachi, all this creation, the Romans, the Greeks, all this creation are made for those group of people to distinguish themselves from all other creation, prove themselves worthy of this highest level of Jannah. Now, so it is obvious and apparent that in order for those people to distinguish themselves, they have to have a free will. And in order to have a free will, Allah has to give you your own space, a space to fill. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah controls the universe by the laws of nature, and no body and no creation can deviate from the laws of nature or break the laws of nature. And the laws of nature, as you can see, are perfect. They are perfect. The way they work together, the way they are structured together, the way the planets go around, the way the cycles of balance, air, oxygen, carbon dioxide, the way the water goes, and so many perfections. You can see that the laws of nature are very, very perfect, and they fit exactly what they have been created for, and they fit exactly the purpose of their establishment. But the laws of Islam are, we choose to follow them or to break them. So within the laws of nature, Allah creates for you a space or a void that you can make decisions within this void. Okay, within this void, and then your job is to create and is to make in this void, is to make this void or make this space as good as the space if Allah would control the space himself. If Allah would control this space himself, this space would be perfect. But Allah creates, leaves this space for you to control. And then what Allah wants to see, Allah wants you to see, to control this space in such a way as though he is in controlling that space himself. And that's how you represent Allah, how he's creating a representation on earth. Someone to represent his manners on earth, in that space, which is you basically fill this space on earth using the heavenly values, or do your earthly business using this heavenly values. And while you are filling this space, you're being tested. The Quran, all over the Quran, Surah Tabarak, to test you which one of you is the best in deeds. Of course, because to get those group of people, someone has to prove that they are the best in deeds. And they are those group of people. In Surah, and many other surahs, in Surah Al-Ankabut, أَحَلِفْ لَا مِّمْ أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَنْ يُتْرَكُوا أَنْ يَقُولُوا أَمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. That do people think, it's a rhetorical question. It's a question to ridicule the people that think that way, that they, Allah will create them and give them freedom and leave them to plain faith without being tested. So some people who are ignorant When they hear the surah and the ayah in Surah Al-Ahzab, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I had offered the trust of having a free will, the trust of enforcing the laws of Islam on yourself, the trust of filling this space the righteous way. I have offered this trust to heavens, earth, mountains, and they all rejected it, except the humans. They were so ignorant that they selected this trust to carry the trust. They selected to carry the trust, for they don't know. They don't know what they are bringing to themselves. By accepting the trust of Allah, you put yourself in a very dangerous position that you might end up in hellfire. Because you have accepted the trust and because you didn't perform well, you might end up in hellfire. إِنَّهُ كَانَ ظَلُومًا جَهُولًا. Very ignorant. The human doesn't know what he or she is selecting for him or herself. Now, especially the young people might say, first of all, I don't remember that. Second, I don't remember Allah asking me if I would accept the trust or not. Second, you know, who said that I want to be tested? I don't want to be tested. Now, there are four or five answers to prove to you that we humans want to be tested. The first to prove that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests the people who are alive. The people who are dead are not being tested. We love life or love death, we love life. So if you love life, then you love to be tested. The second argument is that when you have a freedom, when you have a free will, okay, you are being tested. But when you are fully controlled, you're not being tested. If I ask anybody, do you really like freedom or you don't like freedom? Yes, I'd like to be freedom. Would you like to be controlled by the remote control? No, I don't like that. Then by loving freedom, you are loving to be tested, because the freedom comes with the responsibility. Because with freedom you can do good or bad. So you have the responsibility of doing good and you have the accountability if you do the bad. So you love to be free, eat it. You want to be tested. By loving to be free, you want to be tested. By loving to be alive, you want to be tested. If you don't want to be tested, why don't you wish death? Wish death if you don't want to be tested, because dead people are not being tested. And indeed, that concept of wishing death is that it has been in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said about the specific group of Jews that they said, we are the chosen people. They said, we are the chosen people. Allah loves us. So Allah answered them in Surah Al-Baqarah and in Surah Al-Jum'ah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, if you guys think that you are the chosen people, wish death. Well, you guys say we got A plus in the test. You got A plus in the test? Okay. Why don't you wish death if you got A plus in the test? What are you doing on this earth? If you know that you're going straight to Jannah, everlasting happy life, and why do you want to stay in this miserable life? Wish death. فَتَمَنَّوا الْمَوْتَ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. And in both surahs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in Surah Al-Jum'ah, verse, which is Surah 62, Surah Ayah 6, the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا يَتَمَنَّوْهُ أَبَدًا. And in Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah 2, Ayah 95, Allah subhanahu says, وَلَنْ يَتَمَنَّوْهُ أَبَدًا. So, وَلَا, they will never, they will never, now, they will never in the future, they have never in the past wished for death, and they will never. And then Allah says they wish to live 1,000 years. So they love life. Love life means if you really don't want to be tested, if you really think that you have A+, or you don't want to be tested, wish for death. And that is the second argument that proves that we love to be tested. The third argument is that we love to be in leadership positions. And it doesn't take a genius to figure out that when you are in a leadership position, you are being tested more than the slave who is not in a leadership position. The test of being a leader is harder. It doesn't take a genius to see that Obama test, the test of being in is the Obama decision, where you have to make decisions that would affect the lives of millions of people, is much harder than a test when you are a middle-class citizen. Now, we fight for leadership. We love leadership.
which means we love to be tested, which means we're looking, you're not even satisfied with the test that you have right now. No, you're looking for a leadership, means you're looking for a harder test. And we love to be leaders. So that's a third proof that we love to be tested, we selected to be tested. And the fourth proof is also we love money. And again, it doesn't take a genius to figure out that when you are more rich, you have more influence, you can do more, much more than the poor. And the poor is much less tested than the rich. The poor doesn't have a choice, basically. The poor choices are what? Stay hungry and stay hungry. But the rich is either to think or to be spoiled the bread. But the poor doesn't have much choices, doesn't have many choices. And the poor person is not being tested because the poor person can't do much. Ya Allah, this is all what I have, this is all what I can do. And Allah does not judge anybody for anything beyond his or her circle of influence. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Whatever within your circle of influence, whatever within your reach, Allah will judge you for not doing it. But beyond your reach, Allah is not going to judge you. So that poor person says, Ya Allah, my circle of reach, my circle of influence with that much. And you know, Ya Allah. So, you know what? You know, they are even asked about three pillars of Islam, not five. Shahada and Salah and Siyam. They are not questions about Hajj or Zakah. So, two out of five questions in the test of submission, they are exempted from. Test of submission, which is test of Islam. Submissive means Muslim. So they are already exempted from two tests. They have only three tests. People don't like to be poor. They want to be rich. Well, if you be rich, you have harder questions. First of which, you have zakah and hajj. Two more questions in the test. Extra, add to that, whatever you can do with your money, you are responsible of doing it. And if you don't do it, then you are not a thankful rich. You are a spoiled brat rich who does not give credit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for making him rich. So that is the fourth argument that proves that we want to be tested. We selected to be tested. And then the fifth argument is that without any choice, we go to college and take very difficult tests. We take the medical board exam. It's a very difficult test. We take the law bar exam to be lawyers. It's a very difficult test. Did anybody force you to take this test? No. Why did you take the test? For your own benefit. For your own worldly benefit. Very difficult test. By choice, you took that test, and not only that, but you paid money to take the test. Then, if I give you a much easier test, and I tell you that all what Allah wants you to be is just a decent person, and the reward is not a degree in this life, no. The reward is everlasting happy life in Jannah. Then you'd be insane to say no. I am giving you a much easier test, which is just to be decent, and much more reward than being a doctor or being a lawyer or being an engineer. And then you really, by choice, taking harder tests for less reward, you are basically demonstrating that you want to take an easier test for a higher reward. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله إني دعني تقول آمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام وأعز المسلمين اللهم اعل بفضلك كلمة الحق والدين اللهم انصر عبادك المؤمنين الموحدين اللهم إن الأعداء قد تجبروا عليهم وظلموهم والأصدقاء قد تخلوا عنهم وظلموهم فمن لهم سواك يدفع عنهم يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم تقبل قتلهم من الشهداء واشف مرضاهم وفك أسر سجنائهم وادفع عن أحيائهم اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الهم والحزن ونعوذ بك من العجز والكسل ونعوذ بك من الجبن والبخل ونعوذ بك من غلبة الدين وقهر الرجال عباد الله إن الله قد أمركم بأمر بدأ فيه بنفسه أولا وثنى فيه بملائكته المسبحة بقدسه ثانيا فقال جل من قائل
إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. وإذ قال ربك للملائكة إني جاعل في الأرض خليفة، قالوا أتجعل فيها من يفسد فيها ويسفك الدماء ونحن نسبح بحمدك ونقدس لك، قال إني أعلم ما لا تعلمون. وعلم آدم الأسماء كلها ثم عرضهم على الملائكة فقال أنبئوني بأسماء هؤلاء إن كنتم صادقين. قالوا سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. قال يا آدم أنبئهم بأسمائهم، فلما أنبأهم بأسمائهم قال ألم أقل لكم إني أعلم غيب السماوات والأرض وأعلم ما تبدون وما كنتم تكتمون. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تكونوا كالذين آذوا موسى فبرأه الله مما قالوا وكان عند الله وجيها. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. إنا عرضنا الأمانة على السماوات والأرض والجبال فأبين أن يحملنها وأشفقن منها وحملها الإنسان إنه كان ظلوما جهولا. ليعذب الله المنافقين والمنافقات والمشركين والمشركات ويتوب الله على المؤمنين والمؤمنات وكان الله غفورا رحيما. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
السلام عليكم brothers. I need 2 minutes of your time, please. جزاك الله خير. Dr. Ali Zaini for this beautiful khutbah and for the khutbah that you are going to offer for